Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA continue tonight as we get you set for week three of high school football on Friday. Brandon Tammer, we're joined by Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, week two at home, your first home matchup here in 2025 against the Onega Buffaloes. You guys come out on top 28-8. Again, you get that first win under your belt after the loss to Centralia. Take us back to last week. What'd you like? What'd you see from your team?
Yeah, I mean, getting a win is always a good thing, obviously. You know, we didn't play very well in the first half. We challenged the kids at halftime. I thought we responded and played pretty well in the second half to kind of open it up a little bit. But overall, we just got to do a better job of getting prepared to play four quarters from the beginning. And that's kind of something we're preaching and open to see this week against D-West.
You mentioned kind of a gut check moment maybe at half, you know, in that game against Onega, wasn't playing as well, but, you know, you kind of had to put something on him there maybe at the halftime break. What's that like as a coach when you see your team performing maybe at a level that you're not wanting them to perform and then putting something together to really kind of switch their gears from one half to the next?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we had some turnovers in the first half, and I think with how we've played against Onega in the past couple years, that our kids kind of thought that, you know, they were just going to show up and it was just going to happen. And then with some early turnovers, you know, it was more of a game than I think our kids were thinking it was going to be. Our kids are really good about, for the most part, when you challenge them, they like to rise to the challenge. So, you know, we just kind of challenged them and let them know, like, hey, this is not the type of football that we play here, and a lot of it is just our attitude right now. So we can either pick it up or it's going to be a long year, and I think they responded pretty well to that.
You might have answered maybe one half of my next question here, but, you know, it's hard to believe going into week three, we're 25% through the regular season schedule already. You know, what's one thing or two that you've really liked from your team here early on? What's a thing or two that you're looking to improve upon that maybe you've not seen here in the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, I've liked what we've been able to do on offense. We've been able to move the ball pretty consistently these first couple weeks. We have to continue to eliminate some mistakes there so that we're a little more consistent with it. And then the physicality on defense has been really, I feel like, pretty solid the first couple weeks, but the biggest thing on that side of the ball is we got to do a better job of getting off the field. You know, we gave Centralia a lot of third and long, fourth and long conversions. We did the same thing this last week with Onega. We put ourselves in great positions to get off the field. We just got to execute when we get to those positions so that we can finish the job.
A couple more minutes here with Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble. Week three, Mustangs on the road, taking on the Mustangs and Donovan West. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KMZA. We got a few more minutes. Our Valley Heights locker room chat with football coach Cody Trimble here, heading into week three on Friday night. Blue Valley Technologies, appreciate the sponsor making the conversation with the coach possible each and every week. Mustangs are 1-1, Valley Heights Mustangs, that is. Coach, go on the road to Donovan West, Twin Valley League action in week number three this Friday night. What's the initial thoughts on the Donovan West team you're going to see this week?
Yeah, Donovan West, they got a lot of really good-looking kids. You know, you look at their roster, their starters, they've got athletes all over the field. They haven't quite had the success in recent years, but they look much improved on film. So we're going to have to put together four quarters of good football if we want to get out of there with a victory.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, at least through the first couple weeks, they've played two very close games. You know, they lost to Onega by 8 in week one. You know, they played a 7-point game to Pleasant Ridge in week number two. They've been right there. They've been competitive. You talk about the athletes. What's maybe one thing or two that's you see on tape that might be concerning to what you guys are trying to do in terms of maybe the emphasis on preparation this week? What stands out maybe one thing specifically or two about what maybe Donovan West on either offense or defense?
Yeah, offensively, they run that wing tee, kind of similar to Centralia's single wing in terms of stopping it. It's hard to find the ball with all the misdirection stuff they got going on in the backfield. The reads for our linebackers are going to be a little bit different this week, so just want to see us be disciplined on that side of the ball so that we can make sure that we handle things appropriately, and we're not chasing ghosts, per se, when we're reading our keys.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys, expectations for this game on Friday night at Donovan West.
I would say the biggest thing is we need to – I want to see us play four quarters of our style of football. You know, not wait till halftime to get going, not wait till we get a big play to get going. We got to get ourselves going early so that we can play a complete game this week.
There it is, Valley Heights football coach. That is Cody Trimble joining us, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. The Mustangs sitting at 1-1. They go to Donovan West on Friday night, TVL action in week number 3. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.